Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Wednesday, we talk a little bit about Texas dairy with Mr. Mike Scouten out of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. Just certainly enjoying the second day of summer. It seems like summer's been here for quite a while already, but... hopefully we'll be bringing some rain with it.
We hope so. And whoever's praying for rain, please keep on praying because it is hot.
Absolutely.
Well, as usual, we always dive into our first report, which is some blocks and barrels. How's that looking for us, Mike?
Looking fairly decent. Of course, this is the day of the big report on milk production. So what we did see was early reaction from the blocks. The block cheese closed at 210. Which was down 4.5 cents in one lot trading. We saw that barrel cheese closed at 217, which was 7 cents ahead of the blocks, and up a penny and a quarter with no lots being traded. Over on the non-fat dry milk, we saw that it traded at 181 per pound, up a penny with two lots being traded. Butter closed at 293 a pound, down a penny with no lots being traded, and dry whey closed at 50.75 cents per pound, unchanged, and no lots traded.
Well, and now this week, we have a global trade event that's gone on. What are some of the statistics and data looking like for that?
Well, the last time we had a global trade event, everything was up 10%, so it was a huge jump on what global trade was doing. This time, not so much, fairly stable. We've got skim milk powder trading over in New Zealand at 194 a pound, and that is up 1% from the last event. And that does compare to the $1.81 that we saw at the CME. And when we look at a comparison across the pond, we see that Europe is trading its powder at a 195, so very close neck-and-neck run with between New Zealand and the European price. But we're discounted enough to where we should be able to move our product fairly easily. And I do want to remind everybody that with about 80% of all powder made in the U.S. is exported, so being a little bit underpriced, it probably helps us a lot. Over on the whole milk powder in New Zealand, it traded at $1.87, down 1% from the last event. Cheddar cheese traded at $2.21 a pound, down 10%. This was the one that took the big hit for the day over in New Zealand. And that 221 does compare to the 210 on the blocks that we're seeing at the CME. But when we look over at Europe cheddar prices, we see that it's trading at 269. So European cheese still trading at quite a premium. Finally, over in New Zealand, the butter traded at 282 per pound, and that was up 2.5% off the last event. And that does compare to the 293 that we're seeing here at the CME. So it does mean we have good, strong domestic use for our butter here. And when we look at butter over in the EU, it is trading at 345. So quite the premium on butter over in the EU right now.
Well, and that's good that we are getting some, you know, trading in and whatnot. Now we always talk a little bit about the class threes and fours on that side. What are we looking at?
Well, class threes somewhat reacted to that milk production report that came out, and we're seeing June trade at a 24.32. The July is trading at a 23.40. August trading at a 23.98. September trading at 23.88. The fourth quarter opens up in October at 23.59 and closes in December at 22.90. And then as we look into the first quarter of 2023 on the class threes, it is trading at 22.20 in January and finishing up in March at 21.37. Going over to the class four side, we're seeing that the June is trading at 25.85. We're seeing the July trade at 25.35, and the August trading at $25 even, and September finishing out the third quarter at $24.95. Going into the fourth quarter, we've got October opening up the class four at $24.56, and December closing at a $23.70, and then moving into the first quarter of 2023 on the class four prices, we're seeing it trade at a $22.68 down to a $22.15 in March. So fairly good class four pricing almost through the beginning of next spring.
Well, now I know that we have some reports that just came out, but we'll get to them. What are we looking at for next week when we talk a little bit more about Texas dairy on some of those new reports that are coming out?
Yeah, next week's going to be a big report. We're going to be talking about, of course, the milk production report when it comes out. And on that one, of course, we always like to look at the states that have increased percentage-wise from year to year and hand off the Golden Milk Can Award. For about 6 months straight, we're still seeing that South Dakota has been in the lead, but Georgia did a very good job last month of chasing that percentage increase. So it will be interesting to see if Georgia surpasses South Dakota. Also looking at some of the manufacturing states of which may have lost cow numbers or production per cow because of cost of inputs. And that always bodes into what does it do to manufacturing. And when we talk about manufacturing, we're talking about, you know, cheeses and powders and ways and everything like that. But the other report that we'll be taking a pretty good look at will be the cold storage report.
Well,
on that cold storage report, we're obviously going to be looking for a negative number on products that are in cold storage and that seeing that they've cleared the shelf, especially with the milk production report being down.
Well, I'm excited, Mike, for next week. I love to hear and see what's happening out there in the milk and dairy industries. Of course, it's Dairy Month. Happy Dairy Month to those who didn't know. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen out there. But again, Mike, it is always a pleasure to talk to you and see what's happening in the dairy industry.
Well, thank you, Bryce, and I'm looking forward to next week's reports as well.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.